So let us be wise and do those things that will promote a healthy body, healthy mind, and so on, so we can worship God in spirit and in truth. That's what it really is about, friends, being able to worship the Creator in spirit and in truth by having a mind that is clear. It's not druggy, it's not, bothered with lots of issues such as absent-mindedness and poor concentration and so on. So we can really get to the Word and give it our best opportunity to grasp its themes. All right? So we can talk about some simple remedies. Some simple remedies that God has blessed us with to be able to assist nature. One of the first principles that we teach in regard to disease, we understand that disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions which results from a violation of the laws of health. In cases of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. Unhealthful conditions change, then nature is to be assisted in her effort to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So we have an approach there where when a sickness occurs, we try to find the cause, ascertain the cause, change unhealthy condition, correct wrong habits. Then we attempt to assist nature in her effort to expel impurities and to correct right condition and to restore right conditions in the system. So nature has a process that it goes through when the body is not well. All right? And we have a part to play in that we try to correct nature in her effort. We try to make some correction, assist nature in her effort, all right? So when we think about assisting nature, there are several natural remedies that comes to mind that we can use to assist nature that will not deplete the body's energy source. One of them we think about is charcoal, activated charcoal powder. Charcoal, I'm not talking about the briquette charcoal, that's what I'm talking about. Generally, you get this charcoal, it's made from wood, it can be made from various other substance, coconut charcoal. But charcoal is a black substance, and it's powdered, very fine. And I can tell you the only negative situation with charcoal is that you won't want it to get on your clothes. It's going to leave a black mark on your clothes. All right? But charcoal is known as the world's most powerful adsorbent. Notice I didn't say absorb, but adsorbent. It pulls substance, poison, within its pores, and it pulls it out of the body. All right. So charcoal powder or charcoal can be in the form of powder. It can be in capsule, can be in tablets, and there are advantages and disadvantages to each one. And let's talk about how it is used, and then we will talk about the different forms. Charcoal is very beneficial as a substance when taken internally to counteract poisons. It absorbs, let's say, stomach gas, upset stomach, lots of belching and burping. Charcoal is a very effective remedy as far as that's concerned. All right, especially when drank in a little warm water, it will just make of none effect that kind of gas and upsetness of the stomach. In cases where persons may be vomiting or upset stomach, that's still very beneficial. Now, in the cases where people have taken ingested poison, whether intentionally or unintentionally, charcoal given early enough will pull the poison out of the system, leaving no harm. As a matter of fact, the Poison Control Center will tell you all about charcoal should someone have an overdose. I remember some time ago, a young lady tried to commit suicide, and she took 36 extra strength Tylenol. And we got there, the only thing we had was that she had, there was the tablets, so we crushed it up and gave her as much as we could to drink. And then when 911 came, because we called 911, this was in New York, and they brought her to the hospital. They first thing they sought to do was to give her charcoal. And we told the doctor we gave her charcoal, and they were amazed that we knew to give her charcoal. But they were, and she had done this from the morning, and we found this out in the evening, you know. So that probably done well got into her system. So nevertheless, the Lord blessed, and there was no damage to her liver. 36 extra strength Tylenol, and that was a blessing. So charcoal, and if you notice, I'm talking about a medication, but any kind of poison, and the body recognizes medication as poisonous substance. So if you happen to take charcoal powder near to your medicine, the time of, that you take your medicine, it's going to pull it out of the system, and you're not going to get the benefit of your medicine. So generally speaking, you take your charcoal at least 2 hours away from the time you take the medication. So in the event someone even got any kind of inflammation within, or let's say a person got bit by a snake. This is external usage, but generally you work with it also on the internal, maybe brown or let's say even a brown recluse spider or a poisonous snake, maybe a copperhead or something. Charcoal, you make a paste. They usually make a paste with the charcoal, and to make the paste, we call it a poultice. What is normally done is that you may mix some ground flaxseed powder in it. It is going to help it to spread and to spread better, but you can do it without all of this. But we generally use some flax powder. You can use cornmeal, you can use oatmeal, anything that's slimy, that has that gooey stuff, which will help to hold it together. All right, so we put it on a at least a paper towel or a chucks. The idea is to make a sandwich. Okay, let's say paper towel, you spread it, and then you fold the paper towel. You put it over the area. In the case of something as dangerous as a brown recluse spider or a snake, you may end up having to change that application every 1 to 2 hours for the first 8 hours, because that thing is going to pull. It's going to be pulling that poison out of the system. And people have done it, and they never lost a limb or, you know, had to have surgery where they remove a portion of the flesh in order to save the tissue, all right? So charcoal is just that effective. Now, charcoal is also very helpful for heartburn, indigestion, acid reflux. Charcoal will usually stop that in its track. And these are based upon information that the company that produces the charcoal, that's what they're saying, and that's what our experience have shown, that that little powder called charcoal is the most valuable substance that a person can have in their medicine chest. All right, so charcoal, you have that at home. Now, charcoal has been applied to any kind of inflammation, you know, any inflammation on the skin. Application of charcoal poultice will take care of that kind of situation. So charcoal is very, very beneficial for the household use, and so we recommend that everyone should have charcoal, activated charcoal. It's best in the powder form because you have more flexibility having it in the powder. In the powder, even in the cases where you're talking about little children, babies, we call it charcoal slurry water, in which we would put a tablespoon in a glass of water, stir it up, and then let it settle for about an hour. And then we give the child the water to drink. And let's say, I remember cases where a child had a fever, and mommy wasn't sure what to do. And we have her to do that. We recommend that we shared that experience that we had, and she would do it, and the fever would absolutely go away. Because even in the slurry water, there's still some charcoal, and it's very beneficial when a child is not able to drink the whole complete charcoal. It's also, once again, in tablets and in capsule. Usually it takes a lot more tablets to equal to one capsule, and it takes a lot more capsule to equal to one tablespoon. So in the powder, it becomes a much better deal as far as where that is concerned. All right? Okay. So now that is charcoal. Actually, when it comes on to the teeth, there's been cases of pyrrhea of the gum, you know, any kinds of issue with the gum, where I remember Dr. Thrash shared this experience where she had the person to stuff the charcoal in their mouth and brush their teeth with the charcoal, and the pyrrhea went away. It's amazing. Simple things such as toothache and so on would be something. I generally use charcoal for toothache. Just stuff it. Again, there's some inflammation there. Wherever there's pain, there's inflammation. So I stuff the charcoal in my teeth, and if there's a cavity, I try to, after the charcoal is wet, I try to get it down in the cavity area, and it usually helps to pull that stuff out that's causing the issue. Also, I know it's for me, because I don't take medication. When I've had to go to the dentist, and the wonderful dentist have to extract my teeth, and I've had some toothache there, what I would do generally after that, I just stuff charcoal in my mouth. What I would do is wet a cotton, you know, like what comes in the pill bottles. I would put some charcoal in a little container and then put a little water on it to make a little paste. Then I saturate that cotton ball, like from a pill bottle, in it. And so it's nice and wet, black with charcoal. Then I stuff it in my mouth around the area where the tooth was extracted. And I never once had any pain or issue after I have extracted a tooth. Never. And so charcoal is just an amazing thing. You generally can find it as well in the drugstore as well as in the health food store. In the health food store, you find it in the powder and capsule. Most of the time, you find it in the drugstore. It's in a tablet form or maybe capsule. All right? So charcoal, don't forget your charcoal. Everyone should have some charcoal. I remember once upon a time, this person had a tremendous inflammation with pus and so on their head because they had gotten a blow, and I guess, I don't know what happened, but they probably went to the doctor. But nevertheless, we went to this person, and you know, we saw the situation, and we thought about the charcoal. We gave instruction how to deal with the charcoal, how to apply the charcoal. That's what we would normally do. And so the person, upon their own free will, decide to apply the charcoal poultice, and they had pain and so on. I put it on there overnight. Generally, when you make the poultice under normal circumstances, you keep the poultice on overnight, okay, so it can do its work. In this case, he did. The next morning, he took it off and smelled the thing. You can smell the pus in that charcoal poultice that he pulled off. At the same time, the inflammation in his skull, I think he had an accident, was decreasing, and he continued applying the charcoal, and lo and behold, he got to where it totally healed up, no more inflammation. And so, again, I tell you, charcoal is an amazing, natural remedies that God has given to us. Now, I shared this on charcoal, and notice that what the charcoal does, charcoal simply assists nature. You know, I mentioned that in case of sickness, we need to find the cause, change unhealthy condition, then assist nature in her effort to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So actually, when you think about an area with inflammation in the body, whether from a snake or whether from, there's some powerful toxic protein substance or powerful poison that invade that tissue, okay, when it comes in from externally. And wherever you have poisonous substance within the body, the body's reaction to it is going to be inflammation, okay? That's why folks going around with fibromyalgia and many other inflammatory condition, we can see nature's attempt to deal with a very toxic system. So that's the first clue that person need to clean the temple, cleanse the temple. And that will make a significant difference. You see what I'm saying? So in this case here, with inflammation, now let's say, as it was explained to me, let's say I happen to pound my finger and we can have some inflammation created real fast. Or before the next day, you know, I remember when my jack fell on my finger, and so my finger was between the jack stand and the van in an attempt to help someone. And so no doubt, it was a very painful process. I mean, I can, as I look at my finger, I can still see the kind of round area, you know, the floor jack. And you, when you take the handle out, and so the handle, The bottom portion was kind of under the vehicle somewhat, and my, oh boy, I whenever I talk about this, it's just amazing. But I was helping someone. It was my van he was working on, and I used a screwdriver and I touched the gear on the jack, the gear which allows it to go up or come down, and the thing came down immediately upon my finger, and it was a painful experience. Nevertheless, there my finger was totally open up, wound, and praise the Lord, the bone was not broken, so I got me inside. I know what's going to happen is that within 24 hours, inflammation is going to set in and pain. because of what's happened, you got the damaged tissue there, and nature has to do something. Nature's process to help us out in that situation is to sooner or later create some kind of inflammation. And what is happening is that blood protein and water end up leaving the bloodstream and collects in the tissue there, and swelling and pain, because the excess water, as Dr. One physician explains it, cuts off the oxygen to the cell, and that results in pain. So in order to prevent that, what I did, I put my finger in ice, and I kept it there for about a couple of hours. I kept it on ice because I knew if I didn't do that, when I in 24 hours, my finger was not going to be any use to me. I kept it there, praise the Lord, after 2 hours, and then the next day came around, there was no inflammation, no pain, you know. So I prevented that. Now all I had to do is to assist nature to knit the tissue back, to supply the proper nutrients in the body so nature can go to work and do a healing process. And there's just slightly a trace, like I mentioned, of that round area where the jack was between the vein and my finger. But nature did an excellent job. And sometimes, so the ice in that case assisted nature, kind of work, kind of get nature to not do something, because nature's process, if left alone right there, it was going to result in some painful finger the next day, and I didn't want that, so I put it on ice. And the same thing, it may not be that extreme, but you get your finger caught in the door, same process that's going to occur. And if it's kept on ice, usually for at least an hour, you can take it out thereafter. No pain, no inflammation. You see what I'm saying? Now, the charcoal does that same thing. The charcoal will work after the inflammation is there, is set in. Charcoal, because of the poisons that is in that tissue, that's in that area, the charcoal will end up pulling that poison out. And if you remove the poison, then the inflammation, because the reason for the inflammation is the poison that's there. Nature does an intelligent work to create that inflammatory reaction. So, friends, there are many different things in nature, but we just touched on the charcoal here. I think about cayenne pepper, excellent. Wonderful stimulator, wonderful thing to move the circulation to counteract inflammation anywhere within the system. All right? So listeners, I want to encourage you to join us next week. Now, if you have any question about what I've discussed here, or if you seek to obtain some of the products mentioned, you can simply call me at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. Thank you, listeners. Join us next week at this same time. God bless you.